Morning of Radical material, the little booklet, volume 2, I think, of what David just shared. Do you have it? Can you, like, wave it? The booklet for today? Or, okay, amen. So we are on week 6. So can we all make our way over to the outline? Amen. And so let's begin by reading together and exercise fear at the title. This is week's outline. Amen. Amen. Partakers of the divine nature and the development of the divine life and the divine nature for a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. Amen. And then maybe we can continue by reading. So there's 2 bullet points for this week. So perhaps we can also, in exercise spirit, read these bullet points as well, starting with 1. As those who have received equally precious faith, we, the believers in Christ, should be partakers of the divine nature. And then bullet point 2. We need to experience the development of the divine life and the divine nature contained within the divine seed that has been sown into us, so that we may have a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. Amen. And I'm going to read bullet point, or not bullet point, I'm going to read Roman numeral 1 again because it's so good. As those who have received equally precious faith, we, the believers in Christ, should be partakers of the divine nature. Amen. We, Amen. The believers in Christ, should be partakers Amen. Of the divine nature. Amen. So saints, I think as I was preparing this week, I just was really impressed by this matter of the equally precious faith, actually. So in 2 Peter 1:1, actually Peter begins by opening up, by mentioning this equally precious faith. Actually, we all have an equally precious portion of faith allotted to us. This faith was allotted to us when we first believed, when we were regenerated for the first time. Amen. Right? No one has a better or superior allotment of faith.
Amen.
And I think so many times looking at the older ones, you think, oh, his faith is so strong, or his faith is so much better than... No! Actually, we have an equally precious faith.
Amen.
And actually, this faith is a divine seed within us that contains everything. It contains the divine life and the divine nature of God Himself. So when we first believed, all that God was and is came into us as this divine seed, as this faith, this equally precious faith.
Amen.
That doesn't mean we're, you know, these things are fully developed, as we'll get into, but they're all within us already. It's not something we need to find. It's not something we need to build. It's not something we need to go looking for. But when we were regenerated, this came into our being.
Amen. Amen.
So how can we partake of this divine nature within us? Well, Colossians 3:16 says, hey, you know, we can pray, we can sing, we can psalm, we can thank the Lord. Essentially, we can enjoy the Word itself in different aspects. As we enjoy the Word and we enjoy the Lord, actually, you know, we are partaking. But just to go beyond this, like, obviously, you know, there's this outward act of, like, you know, praying and singing and psalming and all these things, and these are important. But actually, even where does the motivation, where does the desire for this come from? And actually, in 2 Peter 1:4, he states, actually, precious and exceedingly great promises, we become partakers. So we don't become partakers because we are excellent people who are just better Christians and love God. Actually, we partake because of these precious and exceedingly promises given to us. And actually, I was enjoying this paragraph, indeed, to the last paragraph. Actually, it says that, you know, through the cycle of corruption and partaking, you know, to become partakers, we have to escape corruption, right? Like, we can't partake if we are in corruption. But actually says, the more we partake, the more we escape corruption. It's like a cycle, you know? The more you escape corruption, the more you partake. And the more you partake, the more you escape corruption. And it's just an upward spiral. I don't know if that's the shape, right? But it's a cycle, and it keeps going on and on. So we can just stay in the cycle of partaking and escaping corruption. Amen. I think we can go on to the second Roman numeral now. I will read this Again, I also really enjoyed this one. We need to experience the development of the divine life and the divine nature contained in the divine seed. All right, let me stop there. We need to experience the development of the divine life and the divine nature contained in the divine seed. So we've already talked about the seed. This is the seed that's already in us. It's already in us. We don't need to go looking for it. It's within our being. But the second part of this Roman numeral says that has been sown into us that we may have a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. Well, this is like a pretty big step, right? We need to develop the seed for what? The rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. It's like, how does that link together? And so I think first we need to focus on this matter of development. So Brother Tom asked me a question, like, what is developing? Like, are we as people developing? Like, am I developing and becoming like a better Christian and just a better person? Actually, no, it's the seed that's developing. Amen. The seed's already in us.
Amen.
We've established the seed is in us. This faith is the seed within us that contains all that we need for our growth and life.
Amen.
So what is developing? It is the seed. So everything in the seed, as we develop it, as we partake of the divine nature, as we grow into maturity, the things in the seed are expressed through us as a manifestation of what's inside of us already. The seed's in us. We just need to develop it and nurture it, cultivate it so it grows and expresses itself out of us. So there's nothing that we particularly can bring to this, right? It is the development of something that's already inside of us. And as I mentioned, this is an equally precious. We all have this same seed because between you and me, God is not a different God. He doesn't love one person more. He doesn't give another person more and or less of who he is. God himself is love. God himself has all these divine virtues. These attributes are expressions of him.
Amen.
So I can't say that, hey, you know, like, God to me, you know, I will develop more of a certain virtue. No, it is the same God as faith in our being that we develop. I wish I could get more into this, but I only have like 5 minutes, and I feel like I'm taking too long already. And so let's come into this matter of the rich entrance. So we know we have to develop, right? We know we have to develop the seed that's within us. So how does this relate to the entrance? It's like, okay, so I have to develop, and then there's an entrance. And I think, you know, Venus was sharing, like, actually a lot of us have this concept, right, that the entrance to the kingdom is like this door. And like you see this door, and you open this door, and you like walk through this door, and it's like you move into it, right? But actually, what does the word say? In 2 Peter 1:11, it says, entrance to the eternal kingdom will be richly and bountifully supplied to us through all of the maturation process mentioned, right? So this is supplied to us. We don't just find a door, like we don't walk into like Narnia and open the door and it's suddenly there, right? Like, I love that movie, but we're not going to walk into it, right? What happens? Actually, the entrance is supplied to us. So we need to mature. Like, why do we need to mature? Because this is the eternal kingdom. We are, and the Bible says we are going to be co-kings of Christ. We are going to co-reign with him. But you can't be a king if you're immature, right? I mean, I don't think I could be a king. I do a terrible job, you know? I procrastinate, you know? I don't even do my dishes on time sometimes, you know? Like, I don't have what it takes to be the king, to be a king with Christ. So we need maturation so we can enter into this kingdom. And so we know that if we mature, we will come to the fullness of the stature of the fullness of Christ as mentioned in Ephesians 4:13. So actually, saints, like, what we need to achieve, to reach this entrance, to have this entrance applied to us, we need to mature. It's not that we're walking somewhere, but actually we're growing into this role, growing into the shoes, so to speak, of being a co-king of Christ.
Amen.
And by maturing, actually, we are brought into the kingdom. Actually, this kingdom, if you think about it, the seed itself is the entrance. Because as we develop and grow in life, the seed, which is brought into us out of believing, as faith develops, we mature, right?
Amen.
We manifest the things that are in us. And as we mature, we grow. And as we grow, we become qualified to co-reign of Christ, to be in the eternal kingdom. So actually, the faith and the seed that is the faith This faith, the seed of this faith, this is our entrance.
Yes.
We don't have to go looking. We don't have to go exploring. We don't have to try to add anything of ourselves. We don't have to, I mean, we do have to work hard. We have to be diligent, right? But it's not what we do, but it's actually when we believe, the moment we believe, everything that we needed was in our spirit. And all we have to do is Amen. Develop the seed into maturity so that we can enter into the eternal kingdom. I'll stop there. I think we can have 3 minutes of sharing each. Amen.
So that this week, no, I think I'm good, Peter. Thank you very much. This week we were in 2 Peter. And 2 Peter is written to those who've been allotted faith.
Amen.
The same faith as Peter. And he says his faith is equally is precious. So we've been given the same faith. That means Amen. It's equally precious as his faith.
Amen.
And we got this allotment by the calling through the glory and virtue of the Lord. How about that? Peter saw the... Anyway. This virtue that we... I'm sorry. The faith that we've received is the divine seed. So there's a development of the seed. This seed is the virtues mentioned. It's what's mentioned in the following verses. And then the rich entrance. So just in a brief way, the seed is... Think of a carnation. It starts off as a seed, and it starts to grow.
Yes.
The growth and the blossoming of the seed is, that's in glory. That's glorious. That full-grown carnation blossoming with all the branches, and that is the entrance. That's our entrance into the eternal kingdom. So we don't go through a door. We need to, the seed needs to, the divine power, the divine life, the divine nature needs to grow in us and develop. And then we become, so the first root is our faith.
Yes.
And so in faith we need to develop, I'm out of time. In faith we need to develop virtue.
Amen.
In virtue, knowledge.
Yes.
We need to know God's economy. And knowledge we need to develop. This is by our enjoying the divine life and the divine nature.
Amen.
And so on. We need our self control we develop endurance. Our self control is with respect to, I'm finished. Our self-control is with respect to ourself, especially our lust, like Peter mentioned. Anyway, then we develop godliness. This is, we express God. People just, I want to be around you. And then godliness, brotherly love, and brotherly love, love. Love is the something that's been added into us. Anyway, I'm out of time, but... Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
praise the Lord. Since it's then very joyful, I'll just repeat that.
Yeah,
the title is so great.
Amen.
Partakers of the divine nature and the development of the divine life and the divine nature for a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom.
Amen.
I enjoy this verse, partakers.
Yeah.
We are all partakers. Amen. We partakers of what? The equally precious face.
Amen.
As our brothers share. Equally precious face. How equally? We are, our face are all equally
Amen.
Precious.
Amen.
And equally precious is Peter, apostles.
Yeah.
The face he received.
Amen.
I think that is very, very precious.
Amen.
You know, Peter, see, Peter have this bonus to share to all the saints. The precious we receive so precious.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We need to Amen. Let him grow. Let
Amen.
This developed. We saw that development of all the virtues, right? That from faith. And that faith is a seed have been sown into us. And we need to allow him to grow by what? We'll be very diligent
Amen.
To let this seed to grow.
Amen.
And you will grow first with roots.
Amen.
Right? That virtue
Amen.
Actually is the roots. The first develop of the roots and the knowledge
Amen.
Of God and the Christ
Amen.
Is the continue of the roots, and then we have what self-control and
endurance.
And we have
godliness,
brotherly love and love. And what we need to really to see is this virtue is not in the human realm. That's all based on the faith, right? Self-control, if not we try to control ourselves, is, you know, because the faith develops in us, we will have the self-control.
Amen.
That we will not, you know, ourselves will not be loose, right? So in any situation, we have this self-control, we have this endurance also from this faith.
Amen.
And we will have brotherly love, and eventually we have this agape love.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The love from God himself. See, if in the church life we have this agape love, we love all the saints equally, right? The same kind of love with one another. How wonderful that is. That actually this development really prepares have a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
When Brother Lish will share the happy truth, he say, God will become a man through the process from the regenerator, renew, confirm, transformer, then want a man to become a God. So we have a God's life and his nature. But we don't have Godhead. That's why we worship him. When Brother Lee share this message, all the Christians say, you're nonsense. We have God's life. How can you say we have God's nature? What's God's nature? God's love. God's righteousness, God's light. How can human being be a God's nature? And when they become the God, then brotherly point on the first, Second Peter about this one. We can partake. King James translate, right. We have. Be, will be, but the recovered virgin, the best virgin in the whole world. He said, we becoming. We becoming, hallelujah.
Right.
We becoming a partaker. Mm. Well, partaker, the Greek is used oikonomia, oikonoris. That means we are the partner. Are you the partner of our God? Yes! We have his life, not only life, we have his nature. You can have a God's love. You can have a God's holiness. Hallelujah. Use the very strong, the verse from Second Peter. Amen. And the brother Ron Kang say this message. You know, he originally from the Prince Sinavan is against his original the greatest he learned those things, because nobody tell them. That's because he take this Brother Lee and Watchman Lee this ministry. Since that time, he continued sharing about this point. Oh, wow, this is especially he point out what's the verse for this one. He used we know that the brother just mentioned about the seeds. We have a faith for seeds. Continue to grow. There's a virtue. The top one, the last top one is a flower. Then the top one is fruit. So they think the what's the phileo, the brother in love. That means just a flower. But God's nature will be in us. We just like the agapeo. There's a two verb. The Greek, if you say, oh, that means is a verb. Continue. So that we by the nations of God. Okay.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this week.
Amen.
I think, you know, this week, kind of echoing what was shared in the intro, you know, I appreciate that we need to experience the development of the divine life and divine nature contained in the seed that has already been sown into us. So in order to be partakers of this life in nature, right, you know, it is not that, you know, we need to find it, right? Or we need to, you know, develop it in ourselves. But actually, it has already been given to us.
Amen.
It is already in us. And it will never leave us. You know, I think it just shows, you know, as believers, right? We are quite complicated, right? Because we have the natural life, of course. But we also have this divine life that is in us. But to really grow and to be transformed and perfected by this life, right? It's not that we in our natural life are changed, but actually it is this second life, right? The divine life that's in us that grows, that increases in us.
Amen.
And actually in this seed, right? We already have all that God is, all His attributes. Right? It says that we need to have the full development and maturity from the seed of faith through the roots of virtue and knowledge, the trunk of self-control, and the branches of endurance and godliness to the blossom and fruit of brotherly love and love.
Amen.
And, you know, I appreciate that the Lord desires that we experience this kingdom life, right? There's always this corporate goal, right, that the Lord desires.
Right.
But in order to, like, kind of like what was shared in the intro, right, the kingdom life is not some physical place or object that we step ourselves into and then we're in it. But actually, we are living this kingdom life today, right? And in order to enter into this and experience this kingdom life, we need to experience the supply of this growth and life continually in our everyday living. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are experiencing and living this kingdom life today. We are in the kingdom.
Amen.
I was reading this portion in 2 Peter, and I think certain things stood out to me, namely that, like, certain things are being repeated. And so I found three things that I felt like were being repeated. And the first one is the word precious. It says, we have been allotted faith equally precious as ours. And then it says that he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises. And, you know, when the Bible says precious, when God says precious, this is something of eternal value. This is something in the eyes of God, in in his estimation, is precious.
Amen.
And so Peter tells us, right, our faith is equally precious. We all have the same seed, right? We've been allotted equally precious faith. And these promises are precious. And the second thing I realized was being repeated was full knowledge. It says, grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And then it says, these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then I think sometimes when we think of the word knowledge, sometimes maybe not so positive, because we think like, oh, it's just knowing things. But actually when the Bible says full knowledge, it means a deep experiential knowledge, an intimate knowing.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes we know God, but we all have to say that our knowledge is incomplete. It's partial.
That's right.
Because who can say, I fully know God, right? But the Bible says, right, when we all arrive, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge.
Amen.
So, you know, God, the Lord, he is divine. He's also human, right? He's a God of love. But there's also judgment. He is righteous, but there is mercy. And there's all these aspects. And it's for us to be on this journey of knowing him. Right? Paul said, Paul's whole Christian life was to know him. And at the end, Paul said, right, I know whom I have believed. So, in this portion in 2 Peter, right, there's this emphasis on full knowledge. And then the last word is diligence. Right, it says, for this reason also adding all diligence.
Amen.
And then therefore, brothers, be the more diligent.
Amen.
So I'll just end with this. I think I was convicted and I was encouraged to be the more diligent.
Amen.
Right,
amen.
To develop this divine seed.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, this week, this message is so precious, you know. It really opens our eyes, right? Actually, in our Christian life, we all know that we need to grow in the Lord. But the 2 Peter really gave us a roadmap, how we actually grow, right? Actually, I think in Brother Lee's ministry, he actually, James also mentioned this, right? We actually have to envision these eight items as a tree, right? Yeah. So we all have the faith. Faith is the seed, right? Brothers and sisters all mentioned. But we need to let it grow, right? All the seed, we receive the same amount of seed, right? There's no difference. But then we need to allow it to grow, right? Grow, first need to grow roots, right? And the roots is the virtue, right? And also the knowledge. Knowledge, just as a sister shared, right? This is the full knowledge of the truth, right? Subjective and experiential, right? And also objective, right? We need to know the Bible. We need to know what the Lord is actually speaking to us. But then, you know, out of the roots, it will also grow trunk, right? The trunk is what?
Right.
Self-control. Endurance, right? Self-control, I mean, the trunk is actually, you see, the tree doesn't grow like really wild, right? It always grow a trunk. And this actually shows the self-control. And you know, these four, the four aspects early on was, right, the, you know, the faith, the virtue,
knowledge
and self-control. This is, you know, for us to grow more of an individual, right? This is for us. But then the next few items, right? The endurance, right? This is towards others,
yeah.
Right? And then godliness toward God, right? You can also say toward others. This is our expression, right? And then brotherly love, right? This is toward others, and then love. So this also gives a picture of a building, right? It is a tree, right, for our spiritual growth, for our growing out the growth that meets God's need. But then there's also a speaking of a building, right? You know, among our brothers and sisters, that we can really grow. I mean, personally grow into maturity. But then this, in the midst of a growth, that actually brings the building together. So I really appreciate also this diligence. You know, we need to be diligent in it. Actually, Peter mentioned twice at the beginning of, right, these eight items, and then at the end, right? And then through this diligence, that we can, for in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you. You know, I think. Actually, this is also an analogy of, right, a lot of analogies in the, actually when Jesus spoke, right, the, you know, entering into the kingdom. This is also, you know, this is being prudent, right? We need to be prudent, right, virgins, actually to buy the oil. So yeah, I'm not running out of time, but I just feel like we need to be diligent, and we really need to pay attention to these eight items.
Amen.
Right? And I remember Brother Ron mentioned that, you know, we may be, you know, having a church life, you know, being the meetings, being the service, but then we need to look at ourselves. How much of these items have we actually grown, right? I mean, we need to really be diligent in these.
Amen. 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 Right. Amen. Yeah, I just follow our brothers. So we need to be diligent. But we have to be careful. You know, right now in the world, there's a lot of talk about, you know, you be diligent, you work hard, right? So that's why I want to read this verse to you. So, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, right? So this verse talks about our Lord Jesus Christ has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises. But I think I want to challenge, you know, all of us, how much we have taken seriously, like our Lord has this promise. If you look at our daily life, like even Christians, right, in their lives, struggle a lot. You know, I read one sister's like writing, like during the night, she woke up, she worried about her son. Worried very much. And then she prayed. And I think that night the Lord gave her a light, saying, you know, you study your problem too much. Can you study promise? Yes, we have problems. And we are studying our problems a lot. But we do need to be reminded. We have like precious and exceedingly great promise.
Amen.
Are granted by our Lord Jesus.
Right.
And through this, we will become partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
You know, we have enough of our human nature. Our human nature, we have a lot of issues, problems. So we need a partake of the divine nature.
Amen.
That's also the promise given by our Lord.
Yes. Amen.
So we need to diligently partake in the divine nature.
Amen.
This is not a small thing. It's not a small thing at all, unless we lose it. Unless we don't have a divine nature, and we only have a human nature, and we have a lot of problems. But we need to come to the Lord and praise Him for His, for this precious and exceedingly great promises.
Amen.
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 Amen. since we already brought it out that we have some key words for this week. This first one is partake, and then develop, and then we need to be diligent. And, you know, partake, we are partakers of divine nature, and why doesn't it say that we are the receiver of the divine nature? Because partake here is something that we need to actively join this activity, participate to feed on this seed. And, you know, we need to be reminded every day, yes, we already received this divine seed, but we need to actively feed on this seed, partake this seed.
Amen.
And the other word I would so encourage is develop. Develop is a process, right? And it doesn't happen overnight, immediately. It's our whole life, homework, right? And, you know, I have one-on-one with my managers, like, monthly, and every time we talk about it, it's our, the goal of this year, and it's about career develop. And so for develop, there is a final goal, right? And we need to develop into a goal, and this goal is the rich entrance into the eternal kingdom.
Amen.
And so our view needs to be higher, right? We need to see we have a goal. We need to finish our race for our human life. We are becoming this new Jerusalem, but without our daily development, our daily partaking this divine seed, we cannot fulfill, we cannot finish this race. So I just got encouraged that, you know, the Lord, He arranged every environment in our human life for us to have this opportunity to develop, to practice how to partake this divine seed. And then we need to be diligent. And, you know, the brothers in message encourage that, you know, to be diligent means that we are not partake this divine seed depends on our feelings, right? We feel good today, so I open to the Lord, and then I enjoy some verses, and I don't feel good today, I just forget about the Lord. No, to be diligent is we need to open to the Lord, partake this seed, no matter what happened, no matter what we feel. And I also encourage that, you know, the Lord is always there to shepherd us, even though we are in the valleys. He's still there, right? Encourage us to open to this divine seed. So saints, may we be all encouraged that we have this goal, and we have this perfect face, and all we need to do is just simply open to the Lord, partake this divine seed day by day.
Amen.
Since a couple of things, I was going over what campus is sharing, and actually I'm sobered, because this age of grace is quickly coming to an end, and the next age is the age of the kingdom.
Right.
It's not like, you know, and if you keep hearing the Lord speak in the trainings and conferences, His coming back is very soon. Even some saints told me in 3 years the Lord will return. But I tell you, Saint, and Brother Ron Kang's burden is that we grow.
Right.
You know, we mature. And he shared only mature saints will enter into the kingdom. Only the mature saints will be part of the bride. Only the mature saints will be at the wedding feast. So that's not a light matter, Saints. We really need to take these words and go before the Lord. And everything that out of this divine seed, which contains the divine life and the divine nature, is not natural. It doesn't come from us. So the self-control, Brother Apostle Peter's not referring to our natural self-control, our natural endurance. He's talking about something divine that comes out of God. So we need to be clear, saints. This is not self-control, so now I go back and control myself. No, I enjoy the Lord more. And then Brother Ron Kankert shared, you know, a few ways how to grow and mature. He says one thing is, you know, every morning he gets up, he turns his heart to the Lord. it tells the Lord, I turn my heart to you. And so when the heart is turned to the Lord, then the veils are taken away. Then we can behold and reflect. You know, that's 2 Corinthians 3:15, and then 16, it goes down, it says, then we behold and reflect, being transformed. But if we don't turn our heart to the Lord, the veil is still there. And I was also helped very much by Brother Ed March sharing in the regional conference. The first message he shared, that to set your mind on the Spirit is life and peace. To set the mind on the flesh is death. And he said, in the Spirit we have God as a tree of life. In our flesh we have death. We have Satan as the tree of knowledge. So it ends up in death. So every, and then he said, in the divine and mystical realm, there is no Switzerland. Meaning there's no third place.
Amen.
Either we're in the Spirit or we're in the flesh. You know, saints, by default, I know I'm in the flesh. So I have to exercise and force myself to set my mind on the Spirit. And then I'll leave with just a couple of verses, saints. The verse in 2 Corinthians, which is Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when he's talking about agape love. Then in 14 he says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I reasoned as a child. Since I have become a man, I have done away with childish things. And in 1 John, Epistle of John, in chapter 1, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, you see the spiritual growth of a Christian is little children to young men to fathers. And the young men are able to overcome the evil one. The fathers know him from the beginning. So saints, it does not correspond, the spiritual age does not correspond with the physical age in the physical human realm. It's totally irrelevant. Amen.
Amen. Actually in the book that you're getting to. So Mike Gilbo, an appetizer, that's what you're going to see in the future. But it kind of pertains to the same concepts. Enjoying the Lord, we all constantly are enjoying the Lord, and it's something special and unique. And one of the things that I truly enjoyed in a couple weeks from now, but the same kind of concept when it comes to 1 Corinthians 10:3, and all ate the same spiritual food.
Amen.
It refers to the manna, of course, but they ate the same food day in and day out. And that's what we are doing today. We're eating the same spiritual food. We choose to eat that food. It talks of later on about changing the diet. It's not about not loving this world, but simply choosing to put the Lord first, choosing to eat the spiritual food instead of the worldly food. And we are what we eat. If we eat junk food, we become junk. If we eat healthy, we become healthy. And the same kind of concept here when we sit here and we dine together, eating the Lord day in and day out. But it's a journey, as many have come to conclusion. I can't imagine eating manna every day. I don't know what it tastes like, and that's part of the faith behind it, but eating the same thing every day as a human, it can be rough. It requires that diligence to constantly wake up and constantly eat that food that the Lord provides. So, as a testimony, there's many times where I don't want to wake up, and maybe I have too much in my mind when it comes to work, or I have too much going on in life, and I get distracted, especially with this little thing in my hand. But as the days go on, I learned that just simply putting that all aside right when I wake up and starting off with the Lord, it becomes easier. Not every day is easy, but easier. So, amen.
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 I have a similar experience, yeah, with the, you know, the little stuff on our hand. Our time easily, you know, still, the, you know, better you one. Yeah, this past week, I just, you know, practice, try to cut my screen time. And even some days, I try not to touch my, you know, phone. I feel the life is much more beautiful and more meaningful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can accomplish a lot without, you know, with that, you know, little thing on hand. Yeah, actually, we don't really need it. Sometimes we just, you know, don't want to be diligent. We want to, you know, just be there, relax, and, you know, we have a stressful work, stressful life. Sometimes we just want to treat ourselves, just relax there, and, you know, just do some easy things. But I think, you know, here, this week, a message actually struck me most. The word is diligent. Yeah, we really need to be diligent. Yeah, without this diligence, we can't develop anything Lord grant us. So I think these days that, you know, the phone is convenient for us to, you know, to communicate each other. But on the other hand, it also brings a lot of, you know, troubles and a lot of, you know, ineffectiveness, because human nature, you know, we really, and also another word I like is governance. We really need, you know, God's governance our life. We cannot live a life without any rule, without any governance. We really need Lord's governance. So right now I try to practice every day when I woke up, don't touch my phone, and just pray a little bit, and then plan for the day. Not just dive into, you know, the busy life to try to accomplish this and accomplish that. I try to pray and try to spend some time to plan. And I think the life is much more easier and more, you know, productive. Yeah, if we want to spend time with the Lord, even maybe just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I think the Lord will, you know, make our mind very clear, and we can do things more efficiently. So I think, you know, every time when we have willingness to turn back to the Lord, at least a little bit, Lord will, you know, bless us. Amen. A little bit, you know, development and growing each day. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so happy to see Lucia and Joe today. Long time no see. But I feel that I actually, according to Joe sharing, I do feel that, you know, they are here. It's really a great testimony, right? You know, I think brothers and sisters mentioned about this, this week's message about partakers of the divine nature and the development of the divine life and the divine nature for a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. And many brothers and sisters mentioned about this kind of like this like picture of a tree. Right, the seed, the divine seed, and the knowledge as the roots, virtues, and then self-control as the trunk, and endurance and godliness as the branches, and brotherly love and love as the blossoms and the fruits. You know, I think that I shared in the small group meetings. Some of you know that I was very busy last week. I actually had 25 meetings with the students. And so one group of students, when they met with us, and we asked them about, you know, who is your faculty advisor? And nobody knows. So they actually throughout the year, you know, they did like 20 hours of community services, but they actually don't know what they are doing. So I feel that sometimes we are the same. We probably do a lot of stuff, but we don't have the sufficient knowledge about our God and about His heart's desire and about His purpose. So, you know, I think that then eventually we are doing all these things event because we just want to fulfill the obligations, you know, or in our case, probably religious obligations. So I just feel that, you know, actually, I appreciate that this sister mentioned about Brother Ron's message. I feel that
he has very, very strong burden about, you know, each of us, we are actually running our own course. So yes, it's true that we are here as a group, but we are actually also running our own course, and nobody can help us. I should not say that. Nobody can run this course for us. So we really need to develop step by step, not like suddenly we become, you know, we have this brotherly love. So probably now I'm in the, you know, stage of trunk, now I'm in the stage of this, but I'm not saying that these are step by steps. Sometimes these are, you know, all together, right? But the thing is that really we need to, you know, we really need to allow the Lord to deal with us so that we can grow individually. Because I think without growing individually, we probably won't see a lot of blossoming, you know, corporately. So I just feel that, you know, sisters sharing about, you know, like, every day we are just occupied by different things, and we pray that the Lord will, you know, get each will work in each one of us. So that's why I mentioned about Lucia and Joe. I really enjoyed your sharing, and I'm hoping that, you know, like when brothers and sisters see us probably 10 years later or 5 years later, they can see that, oh, you know, we are growing. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 2 Peter 1:2. Grace and peace to grace to you and peace be multiplied. Amen. In the full knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord. After that, Peter mentioned a lot of, you know, being diligent, adding all diligence, and of course this big trade. I really like jealous about Ping's energy, because she always 25 you know, meetings, and I didn't sleep in the past 48 hours. And so how do you handle that at this age? But I just have a special week in the last 10 days too. Like, my dad was sent to the hospital receiving a big surgery, and he's 90 years old, and we have a brother stay at our house, you know, preparing his interview, stay for more than a week, and Joshua came back for his tooth surgery and this and that, and also, you know, home meetings in our home. I just have lots of things that happen altogether. I have the proofreading need to be due, like, you know, the second day. I was tested. My husband, every day, he will ask me, are you growing? You feel that are you growing? In the process. Well, this picture, Ping just mentioned, it's hard to remember, you know, which one is with the 8 items. I draw myself, you know, every time. The seed and, you know, the virtue and knowledge as the root, and then self-control as a stem, and endurance, godliness, and the blossom and fruit, brotherly love and love. I just feel like, Lord, I need everything. But thank you. You are this so special, divine, and unspeakable seed already planted, you know, in me, in all of us. If my seed is different from others, and then, okay, that's another story. But we are all taking the same seed. It should grow the same way, but maybe different seed in different time, right? But every time it's hard. I may forget later on, you know, a few months later, you know, which one is which, the order. But it is a law of life, you know. I need to pay attention to be in adding all diligence. When I come back home, I say, oh, the bathroom so dirty. I just cleaned up yesterday. Why is it dirty again? And I see this and that. I'm myself, like, full of, you know, that kind of feeling. Lord, where's my endurance? Where's my, you know, I was, the self-control was tested first. But whenever I came back, I call in the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I signed before the Lord, save me, deliver me. And I feel like I recovered the relationship with the Lord and moving on further. And Brother Richard, whoever mentioned about the sister and the mom or whatever, got up and during the night. I'm the one this week too. Many times I woke up about my death situation and my children, their need and this and that. But every time I can testify, I turn to the Lord, the light and life supply comes. it's real, it's true, and we can all experience that. So we are the partakers. All this growing is not destination. It's Amen. For us to be the partakers of the divine nature.
Amen.
And the development of the divine life, divine nature for a rich entrance into the eternal kingdom.
Amen.
Very best way, one of the best ways for us to enter into this, the riches of the word and, or be open to the body, to the Lord. If you have physical copies of your morning revival, this is my one of my ways. You can, this pages, you can cut it, you know, every day, the verses is here. So you leave it on your table by your breakfast plate, whatever, the whole family members can, at their convenience, you can take it, or you leave in your car, when you start your car, you can read it without looking at the device. But just
Amen.
Use this, take this advantage of this piece of paper.
Amen.
Carry it down in the Monday through Saturday verses.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's stay in the grace and walk in peace.
Amen.
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 So this week in San Antonio, we've been talking about experiencing grace. And there is this portion that I really enjoyed, and it says something like, the more we suffer with the Lord, the more grace we experience.
Amen.
And I just wanted to share a testimony, like the one day, because in my natural flash, I want to be comfortable. Like, you know, I want to be uncomfortable, but I came to the realization that if you're comfortable, you're not going to experience the Lord's grace. Still, that grace comes when you're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, on a Friday night, we really didn't want to go to a home meeting. We were dreading it. It was only like 3 minutes away from our home. So we were like, we really wanted to stay home, watch a movie, wings. But at the end, like, we decided to go. And that was like the most enjoyable meeting that we attended. You know, a home meeting, and it was only 5 of us. So that showed me, like, because in that moment, like, we sacrificed our flesh. And it was such a small thing, but the outcome was really big. Because we experienced, like, true joy. So, and grace.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll just read the title of this week again. Partakers of the Divine Nature and the Development of the Divine Life and the Divine Nature for a Rich Entrance into the Eternal Kingdom. And so really in this message, these three things that touch me. Firstly, it's partakers. Hallelujah. We are becoming partakers.
Amen.
And secondly, development.
Amen.
And thirdly, entrance. Amen. I think if we get these three words, then, you know, we get this message.
Amen.
And then we could enter into it, and we could, it can become ours. I'd like to just conclude in this way. Can we all read 2 Peter 3:18 together?
Peter, what?
3:18. So this is the last verse in Peter's second epistle. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and unto the day of eternity. Amen. Amen. This is you could say our brother Peter's parting word to us, but grow in the grace, right? And in the knowledge, of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His burden for the believers, was that we would grow. We would reach maturity. In chapter one, Peter, you know, he knows that his departure is at hand. He's about to die. And so everything that he's sharing right now is really, it's coming from his burden,
Amen.
Right? If you were about to die, and you had one last opportunity to share with the saints, the believers, what would you share? Peter shared, grow in the grace,
Amen.
And in the full knowledge of, and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so this is really the burden of this message. All of us would seek the growth in life by enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
And by coming to a full realization of the Lord. And this message is really bringing us into this. Firstly, as I mentioned, I appreciated that God is after partakers. Partakers is different from partake, right? Partakers means these kinds of persons. Partake is just the action. But God is looking for these people, a group of people who would pursue after him, right? Who would partake of him, enjoy him, be constituted with his life and nature. And so may he constitute us, these ones, these partakers. Secondly, we need to experience the development. This word, the development is not in 2 Peter, but actually develop means to supply. So he does use this word supply. We have received the equally precious faith and the precious and exceedingly great promises.
Right.
And then now on our part, we need to develop. As the brother shared, right? This seed has been sown into us. And Peter calls this faith precious. I mean, if you go in the Gospels and even in the epistles, right, you see some of Peter's experience. He realized this faith that we received is very precious.
Amen.
You know, Peter was a failure, right? But somehow he reached the maturity in life. But how did he do it? He's giving us, you know, his experience here.
Right.
And the way that, you know, oftentimes I'm just encouraged by Peter because I feel like I'm a failure as well. But Peter, he learned something. He discovered something that he needed to supply. Right? In 2 Peter 1, he needed to, in addition to all that God had given him, he needed to do his part, which is to develop this faith, to experience the growth in life. And so I'll just read verse 5 again. It says, "And for this very reason, adding all diligence, supply bountifully." Right? That's the word, supply.
Amen.
We're supplying bountifully.
Amen.
And then the result is that what happens? It will be bountifully supplied to you.
Right.
So there's the supplying bountifully in verse 5, and in verse 11 ends with the entrance of the kingdom will be bountifully supplied to you.
Amen.
And so God has entrusted us with this precious faith. But we need to be just diligent to cooperate with him. Regarding all the different stages, you know, in this reading, we learned about we need to go from faith to virtue, from virtue to knowledge, from knowledge to self-control, self-control to endurance, right? All these different stages. Only the Lord knows where we are. And so this requires that we go to him and we ask him, Lord, we must maintain our fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I want to grow in life. Show me where I am. Show me where I need to be, you know, what I need to experience. We need to experience all these things, but it's not apart from the Lord. It's actually by building up our personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is able to supply us with the grace. He's able to even expose us of our own condition, where we are, and what we need, the amount of growth in life we need. So that this entrance into the kingdom, right, can be bountifully supplied to us. In addition to all the things that we've received, as I mentioned, we need to add all diligence.
Amen.
That's what Peter says, adding all diligence. You know, we may experience some kind of failure, but, you know, because of this faith, we can pursue, we can continue. Saints, do not be discouraged by your failures.
Amen.
Our brother Peter was not discouraged.
Right.
Just keep going.
Yes.
Keep pursuing.
Amen.
Aspire to the growth in life.
Amen.
There's a warning here, you know, in verse 8. We don't want to be those who are not growing, not moving on. We don't want to be constituted idle or unfruitful. The Lord really touched me with that. Idle just means not working. You're not growing. You're just there. And then unfruitful means that the Lord has invested. He made a deposit. And He's expecting a return. This was just a word of warning to me. And then lastly, I was just touched in verse 9 and 10. Peter says, "For in these things, for he in whom these things are not present is blind, being short-sighted, having forgotten the cleansing of his past sins." We need to come to the Lord. Lord, open my eyes. Cause me to see my situation.
Amen.
Lord, remind me of this initial salvation that I received.
Amen.
What is the goal of my Christian life? You deposited the seed into me, but I need to grow.
Amen.
May our sight be restored.
Amen.
And our love for the Lord be restored as well.
Amen.
It's by loving the Lord that we pursue the growth in life.
Amen.
That we aspire. And then we become love itself.
Amen.
Right? When I meet the Lord, I told the Lord, "Lord, when I meet you, I have a goal." We all should have a goal.
Right.
My goal, I don't know what your goal is. My goal is agape. Lord, I want to reach to this point. I want to be constituted with you as love. In 1 John, this agape is actually our boldness to meet the Lord. So as we pursue the growth in life, you know, we would be those who are loving the Lord and becoming even constituted, partaking of His divine nature, even being filled with God as love. So may we be the more diligent,
amen,
right, to pursue the growth in life,
amen,
so that the kingdom will be bountifully supplied to us, this rich entrance into the kingdom. Peter mentioned, right, we think that we're just walking into the kingdom, but actually, we're growing into the kingdom.
Amen.
Every day, day by day, we need more and more of an entrance.
Amen.
And so I'll just end by reading 2 Peter 3:18 again. I'm just encouraged by our brother's word. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Can I borrow 3 more minutes? I actually have a very heavy burden, especially when I hear from Sister Irene sharing, and also more things followed. You know, we know this message starting from we have partaking, we have developing, and we will enter it, right? But you know, if we listen to Brother Ron's fellowship again, we'll see actually from the beginning he put much emphasis in the entering into the eternal kingdom. And he even said, he reminded us, we are all believers, but we shouldn't think because we have been saved, so we have the ticket to the heavens. Right, that's our destiny, and we don't need to do anything. We actually need this life to grow, so we can enter into the kingdom, and that should be our goal. And he said, whether this is your goal, whether entering into the kingdom is your goal, and he said, hopefully it's the goal of all of us. But he next asked, then how you will go reach this goal. We need to ask us. We don't want to think, we have been saved. Then we can just live a same kind of living, and one day we'll get into the kingdom. But instead of that, you know, he said, it takes times. the Lord takes time to dispense himself, work himself into us. So that's why we need to be diligent,
amen,
right, to receive this rich supply. And what my burden is really that if we look at the current world situation, we really be able to see the Lord really, he wants to come back. He really wants to come back. We don't know the time, but you know, I think here, I'm not the oldest, is not youngest. That, you know, there's some saints older than me, some saints younger than me. So normally, you know, younger saints, you have more time than I have. Older saints, I probably have more time than you. But there's a possibility, you know, our time will be equal. If in few years the Lord comes back, all of us, we all only have that few years left. So I think Brother Ron and really have a wake up call to us. No matter how young or how old we are now, we need to be diligent right now. We need to allow the Lord to grow in us. And so we can prepare to have a rich entrance into the kingdom.
Amen.
I think that's you know, the very heavy burden in me. That's the Lord speak to me, and I hope that he speak to all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have the same time.
Amen.
A short time.
Amen. Amen.
Be diligent to grow in life.
Amen.
Develop all the things in 2 Peter.
Amen.
Arriving at agape.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, make us those who grow in life.
Amen.
Grow in your nature.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you. We have this seed.
Amen.
Lord, may we just develop this life that's in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to have express you in all your attributes.
Amen.
Oh, may we just really mature.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we be ones who ease in your return.
Amen.
Lord, who are sober-minded.
Amen.
Watchful for your return.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, watchful for your desire.
Amen.
Thank you for these sobering words.
Amen.
Make us be watchful.
Amen.
Be diligent.
Amen.
In really allowing the seed to grow.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Only those matured will be entering to the kingdom.
Amen.
Make this really our goal.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, for our daily living.
Amen.
Allowing you really to grow in us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, oh Lord, to grow in us.
Amen.
Oh, we know how to redeem the time.
Amen.
We don't want to be drunk with the wine of the world.
Amen.
Oh Lord, yes. Lord, encourage one another.
Amen.
To receive the rich supply.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
By spending more time with you.
Amen.
Allow you to grow.
Amen.
To develop.
Amen.
Grow in grace.
Amen.
Oh, and the knowledge.
Amen.
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 Well, the timing may be difficult. It's a storm, right?
We don't talk about him. I feel that. Wait, what?